咁啊，答聪明话：上主，请你带住和平来看顾我们，使我们在你面前满心欢乐。呢句圣言咧，啲例如专够聪明，将两段咧放在一起，就是自圣咏106首同埋以撒亚先知书38章。我哋求主带着和平来看顾我们。天主是和平之主，他不用带，他来就是和平的。问题就是说，如果你没有和平之心，你收不到这个和平。所以按此就说，你带来其实提醒当时的以色列人，你要有和平之心境。你没有和平心境，天主都不临在你身上，使我们满心在你面前满心欢乐。在这点呢，我欢乐这个信息呢，都要为我们教徒呢要时时有这一份的习惯的。我们不觉意，因为人呢所面对的很多东西呢都是很忧郁的。就算你不忧郁，这些事情是郁结的嘛，解决不到嘛。佔中的问题现在暂时都未解决到。咁你会我哋作我哋喺个生活环境里面，就算你话我唔理啦，咁你都系唔舒服㗎。但我哋要好肯定喺主嘅面前，主安排一切。就算环境，就算未成功，就算未成系事实，我哋仍然保持住种心平气和。如果唔系嘅时候，我哋唔系到天国嘅时候你先至平安㗎嘛。天国现在开始嘛，教会是天国的预像来的嘛。如果我们都不在这个耶稣所带动我们那种精神里面的话，我们几时呢？我们等什么呢？所以这一点呢，我们有时提醒自己，虽然有点我时有可能我的性格是比较屈结的，可能环境很真的发生在你身上令你不开心的，但始终你一种平安，用平安的心去面对。因为天主用许可这些事发生的话呢，一定是一个祝福，至少我们不会觉得天主离弃。所以我们请和平，求主带着和平来看顾我们，希望我们有和平的心去接纳天主的来临，又使我们在主的面前满心欢乐，时时怀着这份敬高彩烈的心去生活。咁再开始呢，其实整个教会呢，教宗方济各呢要求由再开始至到2016年的2月2号呢是献身生活年。咁呢个献身生活呢，献身的意思主要都是为个圣职人员嘅，唔系圣职呀，即係修道啊、修女、修士、神父啦。咁呢个系特别为佢祈祷嘅，咁所以我今日离实呢个经文之后咧，同我哋一齐重念呢、這个，你哋都手头有张纸啊，冇啊？你唔记得攞出嚟啊？有冇啊？喺出边有嘅，你唔知道啫。啊，一阵间先，系献身生活年嘅祷文，即系我念完嗰个离实降福之前念嗰个经文。The liturgy is very clever. In the communion song, they make two verses from the psalm and from Isaiah put together as one phrase. So we invite the Lord to come to us with peace, and that before Him we have all the joy. It's two phrases from two different paragraphs. But it's more important.The Lord is always peaceful. Important whether we have a peaceful heart. And also inviting us to have a joy to live. So many times, our road is narrow, is straight, the way of the cross is straight. And it's very difficult to be peaceful, be joyful. But the Psalms or the Isaiah is inviting. By the time of Isaiah, they are phrasing the whole country is being deported to Babylon. So it's not a beautiful message. Not a beautiful situation for them. But they say, since we are the people of God, be at ease, be at peace. And yesterday we started the year for the religious. So today we say the prayer after Mass, or after benediction, the prayer for the consecration, especially for the religious people.